The Jean Walter and Paul Guillaume collection at the Musée de l'Orangerie is a 20th century monument. Renoir, Picasso, Derain, Soutine, and Modigliani, they all appealed to a visionary young buyer, Paul Guillaume. But the history of this collection is bound up with the amorous career of a woman named Domenica, born Juliette Lacaze. Marriage to Paul Guillaume was a passport to Paris high society and its artists. Upon Guillaume's death, Domenica inherited his collection and pursued her climb by wedding mining magnate Jean Walter. In the late 1950s, by now once more a charming and powerful widow, she arranged for the French state to buy the collection and to house it in the Musée de l'Orangerie. André Malraux officiated at the opening. Domenica made mystery her strongest ally. She was determined to rise to fortune, and to that end would willingly engage in intrigues, plots, and lies, even adopting a son she later attempted to eliminate. These secrets, which remained to be elucidated, caused a huge scandal in the early days of the Fifth Republic. Our story starts in Paris in 1910. Paul Guillaume was the very model of the modern art dealer.